Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, I finally got into my Uber app, and I am a 5.0.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, just do what you can to be more like me. I'm going to set up one of those Uber rating repair services.
I don't think you do as much as me.
Talk to me, and I'll tell you how to be a 5.0.
Scott checking. I'm surprised my rating's as high as 4.96. I've been known to pass out at least three occasions, and they had to wake me up when I got to my house. He's still a 4.96.
You were quiet on the ride.
Right.
That's why you get an Uber.
Yeah, but still having to wake somebody up. You know, it's probably a pain in the ass. But you're right, you were quiet.
You were quiet?
Right.
Yeah. You didn't make a mess?
I'm going to guess a lot of guys are like Chris, the guy we just talked to on the phone. You get a five or you get a one?
I don't know. I don't know about
that. It's one extreme or the other.
I drive every morning, this
guy
says.
Otherwise, you're thinking too much. These drivers don't really want to think about rating a passenger. They have to.
A rider being non-communicative, you know, somebody just walks in and reeking like a skunk. Craig mentioned, depending on the skunk, kind of skunk. Good point. Rude slamming doors, that's just a start. That's from Ken. Thank you, Ken.
How about sharing some of that skunk?
Well, I mean,
does that get you?
He probably shouldn't use the word skunk, because we all think a skunk is something that smells good anymore. You know?
Some hardcore
BO.
Well,
he might mean the same thing and just not like it.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I think he would have said weed.
Sure.
This guy's on Twitter. He's a pretty cool dude. I think he just means you smell like ass.
Like, everybody on Twitter is cool.
I don't know a lot of
people. I respond to this guy a lot.
You know a lot of people who don't like the smell of weed? I don't. I know people who don't smoke that like the smell of
weed.
Oh,
I like the smell of weed.
I know people that don't like it when I smell like weed.
Wow. Elaborate.
That's why you get a two at home. That's why you get a two at home.
There's other circumstances involved there.
Yeah.
What I love about weed smell on guys is people that walk in thinking that they don't smell, like they don't. Oh, you're high. Well, you know, you smell like weed.
Right, how'd you know?
I mean, I'm sure you guys have walked in places not thinking you smell like weed, and you do.
We usually float into the room.
Everybody knows.
Like,
everybody knows. Nobody knows. Yeah, everybody knows.
Oh, people reeking of booze don't
I'm not talking about edibles. I'm talking about smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, that's a good point. That's true, Todd.
Well, and any smoke.
Right.
Any
smoke. Cigarettes, anything, right.
Cigars.
Right, yeah.
Say, I remember we had a boss who used to smoke cigars,
right.
Man. And I could smell him down the hall.
Oh, since I quit smoking, I can like when Nick has his.
You smell him now, right?
Cigarillos.
Oh, yeah.
I can pick up.
Yeah.
You can pick up his vagina.
Well, anytime.
Quit dragging that thing around like that.
What are you smoking now? Black and tans?
Black and mild.
Oh, black and tans.
Black and tans a beer.
That's a beer.
I keep saying that.
That sounds good.
You can smoke one of those. So why not? Yeah.
What is it?
Whiskey last
Guinness
night?
And
I had wine. I didn't have whiskey. I can't do whiskey during the week.
Is it black and tan, a Guinness, and then just some
any other lighter beer,
lager, some golden beer.
The Guinness floated on top.
Float on top, right?
Guinness seems like a good breakfast beer.
It does. Yeah.
It's hearty.
It's thick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's stuck to the tape.
An unusual item is missing in Michigan. Michigan State Police, Houghton's Lake Post.
Houghton,
thank you.
The UP
said that an entire cabin was stolen about 150 miles north of Grand Rapids. That's a 12-foot by 28-foot cabin. It went missing sometime between the middle of November and the middle of December.
So somebody went up there with one of those big trucks and just moved it like
I don't know.
People in the neighborhood, they're moving their cabin. That's cool.
Not necessarily. You
know, they move full houses anymore. They can do that.
No. It wasn't.
They took it down and built it somewhere.
There was a whole month. It disappeared sometime in this month. It's not like neighbors saw it leaving.
Right. Oh, it might have been a board of the time. They might have dismantled it and took it away.
Who knows?
Like Lincoln Logs, you put it together someplace else. Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty small, the dimensions you mentioned sound like
12 by 28.
Yeah, it's a small home, so he might have been able to put that on a big trailer.
Yeah.
Like you
a very big trailer. Yeah. You'd notice it.
Right, and it's probably in a place where nobody's hanging out in the winter. That's a summer cabin.
That's probably in a place that's probably hard to get a very big trailer to as well.
Oh, yeah.
I love the fact that put it on the ice and invite the horse.
You know, we've all been in situations in the past when you walk out and something's missing, like your car. But this would be a situation you walk up and go, I know my house was here.
I thought I left it right here.
The cabin was here. I know it was here, man.
There was a story.
How high are we?
I'm sure you read this, Craig, but some couple in the Sierra Nevada had to get rescued. I think a helicopter had to come in. They were 2 months in a cabin.
Oh, I saw that story.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
But, you know, there must not have been an emergency situation. Then they would have called right away. And it was like 2 months, and I think they were running out of supplies. So they said, okay, we'll finally call and get rescued.
Like, they got caught up there during a snowstorm
right.
or something and got snowed in. And for some reason, they just hung out for a couple months.
Right, and I thought maybe they thought the snow would subside, and it didn't. And they had supplies, but it didn't seem like it was any kind of emergency situation. Yeah.
That sounds relaxed.
Right. Watch that. You'd like that Robin Wright movie called Land. You saw that. That's pretty good.
That's on HBO. I want to watch that.
Really good push. Yeah. It's just a little slice of life thing. But she was up there by herself. Something bad happened in her personal life, so she wants to get away. And you realize that you're probably not prepared when you live up something like there by yourself.
This story,
she gets rid of her phone, all that crap.
The part that threw me off was they said that, you know, after 2 months of being there, they called for help. Well, why didn't you do that on day one?
Yeah, you could die.
You wanted to break.
No, eventually you could die, though. I would get a hold. I would 2 weeks in, and I would call right away.
If you had that that at your disposal, wouldn't you do that right away?
Well, you saw the aerial view. They had a pretty good-sized cabin. They had a vehicle outside the cabin.
But they were just stuck.
Yeah.
Like the snow had snowed them in, and they
it's like
they still did it wrong. Though.
If we can't get out of here after 2 months, we'll call.
Yeah.
That seemed like it was that kind of a situation, I never got the details.
They got a 2 month vacation.
Right. Yeah, obviously they didn't need to be anywhere.
Was it a couple?
I think so.
Oh, they got tired of each other.
Yeah,
you again? That we're the only one here. We're calling today. I'm tired of your ass. I'm calling down the mountain today.
If you leave those ditches in the sink one more time,
a more likely scenario.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would think the cabin fever would kick in after
a
couple of months.
A little bit.
With no civilization.
Literal cabin fever.
Right.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the couple had been caretaking the property. A series of storms dumped 15 feet of snow.
Yeah, that there was a period of time where the Sierras got hammered, like in December.
Yeah, so they were up there just watching the place, and I guess they were finally running low on supplies.
Yeah, that's too dangerous. You got to do something sooner than that. You
know? High snow levels and down trees prevented them from leaving the cabin.
But they had a satellite phone?
Some sort of communication.
Say, don't you call that before that thing runs out? Who knows?
Well, they might have had electricity.
They might have,
Yeah, it says they contacted Sierra County Sheriff's Office seeking help.
Yeah.
So they were running low on food.
Okay.
They must have had a lot of food
and
in there.
He left dishes in the sink for the last goddamn time. Come get us.
Plus, you're farting a cabin up. You're just destroying a cabin. Because, you know, if you have food, it's beans. You're going to have a lot of canned beans because they don't go bad and protein and everything.
How much vodka did they start with?
Good point, Nick.
Not enough.
Yeah.
we're out of booze.
I would call it out of booze.
You could pick us up.
You've only been there 6 days. Right. I know we're out of booze. So we need to come back down.
Yeah, the truck was buried up to its tires in snow, and even the helicopter from the police department had trouble getting there because of the wind.
Where was it again?
Sierra Nevada's.
Right. Yeah, middle of nowhere.
All right. Todd would love that.
Oh, I would have.
Yeah.
He would pay for that on like VRBO.
And he wouldn't call.
The two-month snowed-in experience in the Sierra Nevadas.
At some point, I would get pissed because I can't go skiing.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of snow out there, and I can't get. I would have called right away.
If only I was 30 feet tall.
Right. Give me a helicopter ride to the ski resort. And then a helicopter ride back. Just take me back to
and
the
stop
cabin.
Off for some booze on the way.
You have an Uber driver take you back to the cabin.
Yeah, he might not give you a five.
You get 0 stars.
Yeah, your rating's going to come down.
But get a hold of me if you want to learn how to be the perfect Uber passenger.
Well, the one girl checked in that takes you all the time. She gives you fives all the time.
No, she's not Uber.
I know, but she says she rates you. I saw she tweeted out.
That's a different company.
I know, but
but yeah, I'm pretty perfect when it
this
comes
seems
to
like a YouTube video series or something, Todd.
Oh yeah.
Nobody gave Todd a 4.
Like a credit repair business. I'll tell you how to be a 5.0 Uber passenger.
Well, like and subscribe.
Well, we know it ain't. You smell like skunk because that's what you do.
Yeah.
The driver likes the skunk smell.
Generally, I don't.
No, you don't. After you smoke weed, you smell like skunk. Everybody smells like skunk.
You're also a friendly drunk, and I'm guessing most time you're in an Uber, you're
but you think you get a 4-star for trying to kiss the guy.
But I usually don't smoke up before I get in the Uber.
All right.
I think that's the universe kind of evening itself out for how much, like, you get a 5-star on Uber, and that makes up for how much people don't want to sit next to you on a Southwest plane.
Which is everybody, apparently, right? Yeah.
Always the last seat to fill.
Right.
Because I'll sit on the aisle if I got my choice. And then somebody will sit on the window, and the last seat to fill will be the one between me and whoever's sitting by the window.
Now, usually the middle seat is, but the last seat is pretty crazy, right?
Can you hear them every time whispering, muttering, all right.
Yeah, they grumble as I get up and let them pass.
Sit next to this guy for 3.5 hours.
He's got his flying pants on, too.
Johns Hopkins University posted a bulletin looking for healthy adult volunteers aged 21 to 50 for a research study. The study requires commitment to 9 sessions overall. And during 7 of those sessions, quote, participants will eat a brownie that contains cannabis and consume alcohol and then complete various tests to measure different aspects of performance.
Okay, and this is Friday night, except for the various tests for performance.
Yeah, well, getting to the top of the stairs sometimes is a test.
Yeah.
Participants approved for the study may earn up to $2,600.
Damn, I've been doing it for free this whole time.
This is one of the situations. A lot of people are going to volunteer that don't pass the physical test. Dude, you're already shot. We need somebody who's actually in pretty good shape to do this.
My question would be why you don't get to eat a brownie and drink on 2 of the visits. It's only 7 of the 9.
Is there alcohol? Is there alcohol or just brownies? Yeah.
No. And consume alcohol.
Right.
And then complete various tasks.
How much?
$2,600, 9 sessions overall. 7 of them, you'll be, perhaps.
Wasted.
There's probably an introductory and a wrap-up one.
This would be one of those things where I get better the more wasted I get.
Is there a placebo brownie? Are there placebo brownies?
There would have to be.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
You'll get
the
placebo brownie, think you're high, and then we'll make fun of you later.
It's still a brownie.
Yeah, it's true, but you're not high.
Still like a
brownie. How embarrassing would that be if you did the placebo brownie and did one of those situations, man? I think I'm pretty stoned, man. I'm pretty stoned. And they go, no, you're not.
In fact, you're not.
Man.
You'd be embarrassed as hell.
Yeah.
Now, you might want to live near Johns Hopkins, even if you don't go to school there. Recently, they've undertaken research for psilocybin from shrooms, investigated how CBD affects drug tests, tested CBD's effects against opioid withdrawal, and even devised a playlist to listen to while you're tripping.
Can you just get on their first call list?
Did they put Ripple on there?
Last December at the University of Colorado at Boulder, they paid study participants to get high and exercise in a campus lab, but that was just $100. In 2017, Washington State University researchers paid participants $40 an hour for a weed breathalyzer study.
$40 an hour is good.
A lot of guys.
Yeah, but it might have just been an hour.
It's an hour.
Yeah.
Hey, you couldn't do that 40 hours a week.
It sounds like a challenge.
Who's on the phone?
You tell them. Maybe I'd like to make a full-time job out of it. Yeah, it's our buddy Joe America.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, bud.
I was I was walking by the radio and I heard something about drinking and smoking and doing stuff and then testing your skills.
Right, right. Yeah.
That just sounds like a typical weekend gig to me.
It really does.
I see a cigar, I see whiskey, and I see you drumming all the time. You're right. You do it, that's Friday, Saturday.
Now, right. Let's see how this works.
His tempo's a little questionable
Joe,
at times.
Joe, I would ask you that. I've known you a long, long time, and have you ever been too drunk to drum?
On stage.
No.
On stage, I mean, yeah, on stage.
No, but I know that what I used to do, I can't do anymore.
Got it.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, that's pretty much all of us.
You know, there was a time that there was a pitcher that we never kept count on.
All right.
You know, because buying individual beers was just a waste of time.
So you, I mean, you don't. Have you been on stage in the past 20 years where the band looks at you like, man, you're not keeping the time?
More than once.
There was one time after a Z92 concert
okay.
that the whole time I thought, am I getting by with this or not? And nobody said anything, so I don't know.
That just means you're a big drunk, man.
Well, that means they were hammered, too.
Has there been an instance where you don't remember wrapping up the show?
No.
He's a pro.
Yeah, he's still got to load out, too.
He can handle his booze. All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Blue House and the Rent-Own Horns. They will be rescheduled, by the way, for our big live show. Details later this month.
Yeah. Watch him drum drunk live.
Oh, yeah. We'll just give him shots until he passes out.
Drum drunk is hard to say.
Drum drunk is hard. Right? Right.
Too drunk to drum seems like an album title or a book title or something, like his memoir.
Yeah, Too Drunk to Drum.
Too Drunk to Drum by Joe America.
And if you don't know the band, Joe sings too, so we should ask him that. As he forgot the words. But he's a pro, man. He can party.
And he can put himself in check if he gets too close to the line. He's a pro that way, too.
Oh, he's not a young man anymore.
He wants that bar to give them a paycheck again sometime.
Exactly.
Lake Texoma is a large reservoir on the border of Oklahoma and Texas, about 85 miles north of Dallas. It was on this lake that a woman spent 2 days floating alone on an air mattress.
She passed out?
Freight train workers found her. The woman was stranded on rocks next to Lake Texoma when they found her. She was waving her arms, yelling for help. They stopped the train. One of the workers said he walked out to the woman. The woman's name was Connie. She'd cut her hands and was bleeding.
Why is she on an air mattress in a
She
lake?
Was wet. Confused and had no recollection of time, according to the train conductor, Christian Sosa.
That's the way we like them.
Yeah.
The temperatures were below freezing. It was slightly snowing, he said. Connie told the crew that she'd been floating on an air mattress for days after attempting to use it as a raft to get to a boat on the other side of the lake. Her fiancé had been with her at first, and the couple had initially gone into the water to recover items that had fallen from the boat. Connie said she got separated from her fiancé, who was using a different flotation device early on. She then floated for 2 miles down the lake, coming to a stop when she ran into what they described as a levee. She climbed up and sat on the rocks, and that's where the train members saw her. Her fiancé eventually made it ashore, freezing. He went to a nearby house to get help, according to the highway patrol. That man told the highway patrol his significant other had gotten swept away the day before.
Did they do everything wrong here?
Police received a call about the woman from her fiancé about an hour before the train crew called. The highway patrol said since there was no crime committed, they're not conducting an official investigation.
Yeah.
First of all, the air mattress is not a mode of transportation.
No, it's not.
Yeah. No.
So that was a mistake?
Yeah.
That's where you start?
That's for something you keep in your tent
to sleep
on, right?
I don't know where you start.
Yeah.
I may be paddle boat. Yeah.
But you're not going to get somewhere. Pinned down to where you start on this
right.
one.
Right, I don't know where to start on that one.
Wet and confused, Craig.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Yep.
Yeah. Damn grateful for that.
Wet has a very dry sense of humor. God.
You couldn't help yourself, could you?
No, I couldn't.
Go see Nick. I shouldn't say it right there.
Really?
I want people to see you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now, people are going to start returning tickets they bought for the storm cellar.
Go see Nick. We'll expand on that joke.
And here's this one's an incomplete story as well.
Well, we always like to fill in the blanks.
Good luck with this.
All right.
Yeah, from the Banger Daily.
Haven't heard out of the Banger Daily.
I know.
No. Glad to see it's still in print.
From the Banger Daily. In January, city employees saw Abdiaziz Hussein walking down the street carrying his severed arm.
Oh. Whoa.
Well, obviously underneath his other arm.
Which had been cut off near the shoulder.
Whoa.
They applied a tourniquet. Yeah. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration looked into it. OSHA looked into it. They say the man whose arm was severed did not work at the AK Market where his arm had been severed. So OSHA ended their investigation. They didn't care what happened. According to the Sun Journal, police did not reveal the man's relationship to the market or what led up to the injury, but they did say the injury was received from a meat-grade band saw that was used to process meat in the rear of the store.
Oh.
The business is not licensed for a meat cutting operation, city officials have said, and it was not disclosed whether surgeons were able to reattach Mr. Hussein's arm.
Man.
That's an incomplete story right there.
Yeah.
And I've given you all the information I
can understand.
And an incomplete guy.
You work those machines, Push. I can understand losing a finger. How do you put your whole arm underneath that thing?
I mean, you'd have to, like, slip and fall or something.
Well, he didn't work there. He went in for that reason, it seems like.
And now when you're walking down the street carrying your dismembered arm, aren't you just running out of blood and falling down pretty soon?
Well, you say it was
been tourniquet.
Yeah. Somebody tourniqueted.
Somebody put it on when they're walking down, right?
Well, you should be able to really wave if you hold the extra arm up in the air.
That's a good point. You get higher.
Yeah.
Right.
Get higher, right.
Catch more people's attention.
Worst
look
I
at
ever.
That guy's right arm. It's like how long that is.
Worst I ever saw was
that's
a guy.
Quite a wingspan. Oh, it's just. Nope. It's just one.
I saw a guy splay his thumb in half about an inch down the middle of his thumb with that thing.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.